Hey, what's up, podcast? Welcome to the first episode of No Fear of the Robot, the podcast where we discuss the current status of the so-called disruptive technologies and check out where they really are and how they really can affect at the moment, not in the future, the status of our life, our jobs, and so on and so forth. So, the first one that we would like to approach is chatbots, okay? So, ever since we began to work on the Conveyor U campaign on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook, we kept bumping in different kind of content, including the hashtag automation. And for us, automation always has meant robots. And with robots, I mean physical ones, industrial robots, the ones that take away the heavy loads from humans, the repetitive task, the one that make your back hurt when you go back home in the evening. But nowadays, it seems that there's a new definition of automation, because all the time I bump in one of these, with post, one of these comments, it's always talking about software robots. They're talking about RPA. They're talking about chatbots. They are talking about WePath. And by the way, great company. Kudos to you guys. But for me, for a guy that makes a living out of industrial machines, automated machines, this is kind of strange. And don't get me wrong, maybe there is a kind of robot racism, okay? We have been dealing with anthropomorph and these kind of robots for 30 or more years now, and I keep wondering, is a software robot really a robot? Well, if we look at the definition of robot that comes from the Czech word robota, that means forced labor, basically. Sure could, because robots are supposed to take away from the hands of the humans tasks that are heavy, difficult, well, not difficult, but for sure repetitive, okay? And if this is true in physical work, in automation, industrial automation, assembly lines, and so on, for sure is true also in, well, let's say, desk work, okay? So as long as we see that the new wave, the new technologies are kind of dematerializing a lot of stuff, all of the same could be happening to automation. So, yeah, I believe that we can talk about robots, even if it is just software. And really, it's not something so new. I mean, we had macros in office programs for many years. We have Automator inside macOS. So we already had something like that. The kind of procedures that allow the machine to complete repetitive task that otherwise would be time-consuming for the human being, leaving, hypothetically, the man to do only the creative work, the one that requires real inventive, real thought. These days, when we talk about RPA and all this kind of stuff, if we put let's say AI into the mix, and so we have systems like the one that WePath itself that allow machine to basically automatically learn the process and make the automation without being forced to manually create a macro, manually create a task scheduled inside your OS. Well, that's for sure a good definition of a dematerialized robot. But if we go to chatbot, well, that's a completely different story. These kind of systems are popping up all around in corporations' websites and also in small companies' websites. And they are substituting customer service. And I believe that this is extremely dangerous. I mean, I get it. Okay, everybody is on hype about technologies these days. Everybody wants to be the early adopter, want to be first, to be the first one there to gain the maximum advantage from the new technology, being the first on a platform, being the first on a new social network, all this kind of stuff. But what about being best? What about the result that we expect from the adoption of this new technology? Well, that's a completely different story. And I wish to hear also your voices around here. According to me, chatbots are absolutely annoying. They are annoying. They piss me off. Because, loud and clear, if you go on a website for customer service, it means that you already have a problem and you only wish to speak to someone who can solve your problem. Okay? And 80% of the time, the standard answer that the chatbot is going to give to you are not enough to solve your problem. I mean, it's as if they kind of automated the FAQs inside a system that is not intelligent, actually an artificial dumb bus. Okay? These systems at the moment, most of them at least, are based on keywords. They don't understand the text completely. They don't have the real cleverness that's required to understand what the customer is asking. And the customer will be asking complex questions. Because it's not like, I mean, the mindset of a guy who goes inside customer service support and see this chatbot popping up, okay? It's not the same as the guy who is just scanning through the FAQs, trying to find the one that is the more consistent to the problem that he has. His mindset is the one of a man who's speaking to another man, but he's not there. So I think that there are a lot of discussion and care taken on this topic, because companies who decide to cut their cost, reducing the people in the customer support area and substituting them with chatbots, they have either a very good process of using the chatbots to, say, correctly assess the requirement of the customer and then let the customer speak to an actual human being, or they are putting themselves in a harsh way, because there is nothing more annoying and disappointing for a customer, for a customer point of view, to see that it not only to have a problem that cannot answer, but also that most of these corporations take away the option of speaking to a human being. The insurance company, phone companies, all these kind of guys, they already have automatic call centers to make the initial assessment, that once there used to be a human being in the back end. Now, everybody's thinking that with chatbots, everybody can have this kind of automation. Small companies, medium companies, and there is no human being anymore. So, no answers to the problems. No solutions. Pissed off customers. That's not a good way to do business. You want to be the early adopter? Fine. But do it correctly. Make a process such a way that the chatbot is only making the questions to have a more clear understanding of what is the problem, guide the customer toward the human being, and that the human being already knows at least a base of what is the problem and is already repaired. This is the correct way to do. Not letting customer alone in the chat. We say this because we already faced this problem in industrial automation. We saw this years ago when the first robot came out, and we are seeing that again with COBOL. Collaborative robots are suffering from the same problem, but we will discuss that another time. What I mean is that the customer is expecting this extreme flexibility from the robots, from the industrial robots. They are expecting these robots to be able to complete all kinds of tasks, to handle different formats, to be completely able to be set up for hundreds and hundreds of different tasks. And that's true, but the cost of setting up this robot is so high that at the end of the day, keeping the human worker would have been best. And this is true for industrial robots, it's true even for chatbots. We must have the responsibility to understand where is the limit of automation. May it be hardware, may it be software. And this limit is always going up a little bit. The bar is always going up. But we must know what the current status of automation and what we can really do in the correct way. So, this is it. Chatbot. That's what pisses me off. That's the truth. I didn't want to begin this podcast with a rant, but hey, everybody has its own personality, I think. Mine is like this. You will get to know me more in the future, but anyway. Thanks for listening. Share the hate for chatbots. Talk to you next time.